Poorly Bred.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Bred.
Yeah. I've not got anything.
Gifton's not got anything, but luckily we have a special guest with us in the form of Mr. Daniel Noonan. You remember him.
Hello. The return of the... I don't say Mac.
Oh.
Yeah, fucking Dan's back again.
What?
Yo. What was the last thing you did with us at the last Harry Potter films, I guess?
Yeah, it was the final. Oh god, yeah, there's two, isn't there? Because they did one book and they made it two movies.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Jesus Christ.
God, that was like over a year ago.
Yeah, that was.
Like,
it
almost
was
2 years ago.
And I've been sat in a box waiting ever since.
Yes, Dan, he's been locked in our basement. Until we our basement, as if we lived together.
Me and Tom have entered a Bert and Ernie relationship. Yeah.
Live in the poorly red townhouse.
Look, it's not jacking me off if you just lift my arm up and down. Yeah. So I've come out of the basement.
Yeah we thought we'd let him out.
Fucking climax of season one of Buffy.
Yes.
EFUB.
Oh, no, we've got to do it backwards. The whole episode.
Swemmas,
EFUB. Yep.
If you run that backwards, he's spouting some really hateful shit.
Yeah. If you run this backwards, I can't remember how to say it now. Fuck it, forget this bit. No, that's it. Do you know the Missy Elliott song? It's you're from an epiphlem yet?
Yes.
And I've done that and then reversed it before, and it does say the bit that comes before that. Put my dang down, flip it and reverse it. And then you say what I just said next.
Oh, I thought she was saying actual lyrics. I'm just so used to not being able to understand song lyrics that I just assumed that those were actual lyrics that I couldn't understand.
No, so when you reverse it, it says like, flip it and reverse it, like that.
That's so cool. She's the best, man.
I love her so much. There's Whoa. One woman I could marry and impregnate with my semi-healthy sperm. <It'd be her. laughs> I watched a video the other day on what happens to sperm inside the uterus, and it was fucking carnage.
Like a Squid Game style. Like,
it honestly was. Every you just saw these himself. Fucking sperm like trying to swim like it was a fucking Olympics. And just this, like, a white blood cell just emerged from the wall and just swallow it. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, those white blood cells must think they're being invaded.
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, they are.
And it's like, by the end of it, there's like 20 sperm still left to like make it to like the fallopian tube.
If you're healthy.
Yeah.
If he's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the dog that you've taken. You never know, sometimes a Vietnam vet's wife gets lonely and all she has is a pit bull and a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah. Or sometimes it just goes in the wrong hole.
Oh, sorry, Pooch. I meant to put this wiener in the bum, but it's just slipped into my uterus. Go inside. Go fetch.
My, that's a lot of white blood cells. Yeah.
Said the Pooch. Oh, go on. What are we fucking talking about today, Thomas?
Well, today we're finishing off season one of Buffy, the Vampire Slayer. So yeah. We're polishing off season one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Rubbing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving it a good spit shine.
Yeah, giving it a spit shower.
Giving it some of that elbow grease.
We're fucking episodes Out of Mind, Out of Sight and Prophecy Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, season, episode 11 then.
Out of sight.
Mind, out of sight.
Invisible girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Better get my notes up.
Yeah. So I foolishly thought it was a good idea to not take any notes for these episodes, and I regret it now.
Well, we...
Well...
We... Gifton and I have had a lot of discussion about the right amount of notes to take. And I don't know why I'm bringing that up, because it's probably not interesting podcast chat, but... we still don't know what the answer is after like 3 fucking years of doing this. All right, fuck me. How's the episode start?
It Something starts about... with Cordelia making a really sort of iffy statement about...
disabled people.
About disabled people, yeah. About like... someone makes a remark and it's like, oh, they've clearly not looked properly. And she's like, oh, okay, Helen Keller.
I loved that. I was like, I'm going to say that for now.
And, you know, it's like, it's not really offending anyone, but it's clearly the 90s, you know?
Just so everyone knows, Helen Keller fucking liked it a lot.
Yeah. She fucking loved it.
Yeah, she clapped and moaned.
So Cordelia is making a whole thing about something about the May Queen
spring thing.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, the spring,
the prom,
the spring queen,
the spleen king.
Spleen queen. Yeah. That's when it goes so far in my butt that it hits.
And you go, oop, spleen queen.
That's the only time that Helen knows it's gone too far.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Keller. Oh, penicillin again, is it? Okay.
Your penis hurts. I thought you couldn't talk.
Oh, sorry. I meant to do the Stephen Hawking generator. My penis hurts. Fuck.
She doesn't need to say yes if she can't hear me. She'll just think it's a ghost.
Oh, God.
I hate Halloween. Yeah.
All right, I'm sure we won't make any more Helen Keller jokes.
I think she's the patron saint of this episode.
It's starting to look that way, isn't it?
Not that Helen would know.
Oh, my God. And then she passes Buffy in the corridor.
And Buffy spills a load of beans. Clearly, like, prop weapons.
Oh, yeah. Proper plastic.
Yeah, they clearly weigh like a couple of fucking grams each.
She has like a fucking mace, doesn't she?
Yeah, those weapons, it like takes some fucking strength to wield each one of those weapons. And she's got a bag full of them. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think it's like a fucking, you know, material like satchel.
Also, she's a slayer. She should be more coordinated. Why is she dropping shit in the corridor?
That's so true. She should have, like, went to drop it and then picked everything up before it hit the floor.
Yeah, done that Spider-Man catch all the lunch items on the tray thing.
Apparently, like, he had to do that for it. Have you seen the meme?
I have. Apparently, like, he did actually have to do that. Time. Yeah.
They had CGI. It won an award for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made him do that. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
You know what? Yeah, fuck you, Toby.
Yeah, actually, though. Yeah, but Buffy's like, oh, something about the dance. And Cordelia's like, fuck off.
Yeah, basically. Classic Cordelia catchphrase.
Yeah, and then fucking Willow and Xander come along. They're like, hey, Buffy, you okay?
You okay, Buff?
Yeah.
Are you gay, Buffy?
She's like, yeah. But only for one special girl. It's okay, she can't see me coming. No, it's not a penis, it's a steak. So she's like, and then they're like, Spring Fling is shit. And she's like, I used to be Spring Fling Queen.
Oh, yeah, in LA.
Yeah, in La La Land. And they're like, And she's like, yeah, it was nice.
I'm in this shithole.
Yeah, she looks all sullen.
Yeah, she does. And then they go and it's English class, isn't it? And they talk about Merchant of Venice.
But yeah, like Cordelia says some flash shit, right?
Yeah, she makes a valid point about...
I thought her points were stupid and dumb.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking about later when she's talking... Sorry, I got confused. This is when she's talking about Shylock in The Merchant of Venice, isn't it?
She's all like, she's like self-centered much.
Yeah, oh, like when I hit this girl with my bike. And she was like doing something, and I was like, but what about me and my feelings and blah blah blah.
That's kind of funny, that line. She delivers it so well.
All of it was funny, but the teacher acted like what she was saying was like super insightful and normal.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
I think that Charisma Carpenter is so good in this episode.
I love her.
She's great.
Out of everyone, brilliant. I think like they're all very good, but she brings like a special something to her character, I feel. She takes what is such a base character and I think really like elevates it.
Yeah, because on paper it could be just
so flat on paper. It could be just like, yeah. Just like a stereotype.
I know what you mean. The other actors probably do have more to work with in their characters, but I said in a previous episode that I think a lot of like the core cast in this series is great, like overall. I think in the hands of lesser actors, this series would be a bit of a joke. Sort of some of the storylines are just so stupid and like that, like, you know, there's a lot of just wacky nonsense but you become invested in it. And I think a lot of that is because of the performance
and their charisma
of the actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And their Sarah carpentry. Michelle Gellar's awesome.
And their carpentry. Yeah. So we have yet another locker room attack.
Oh, yeah.
Why do people keep going in these fucking locker rooms?
Also, this must be like an American high school film, but they all have like prison showers, it seems. Like these massive expanse of like. Not their cubicles.
Oh, I thought you meant they were getting fucked in the ass.
I mean, I presume they have that as well. Have you seen how good looking they all are?
Yes.
But yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, I guess this is America. This is America.
This is America. Hey, wait. You hate that guy.
I do. I like that song.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so some hot guy's getting hot showered and then he gets out of the shower.
It's Cordelia's boyfriend, isn't it? It's Brad or Chad.
Yeah, she's with someone else in another episode.
Yeah.
Right? I think in the second episode she's with someone else.
Probably.
She has a different boyfriend like every episode.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he's getting, and then he goes to his locker and then he hears like a laugh.
Yeah. Something. And then the bat.
Yeah,
he does things to the bat. The bat does things to him.
Yeah.
How did the bat look on your screens? Because on mine, which was a very low resolution, it looked quite believable.
There was only one bit where it didn't, but the main bit where you see it, I thought it actually looked pretty good in terms of CGI. Because I was waiting for it to look shit in HD, and it didn't look bad at all.
Oh, I was watching in like 360p.
Yeah, Tom didn't even see a bat.
Yeah.
He thought a baguette just fell from the ceiling.
I just saw a sort of a few pixels of beige.
But yeah, and then like title sequence.
Yeah.
I can't scream that high. I try every episode and I can't do it.
Oh, you know, Gifton's watching Buffy again.
Even that has been brutally attacked. Oh, Helen. Yeah, I don't know what happens after the title sequence, though.
Oh, it's more of the episode, I think.
Yeah. It might be, yeah. And then they're in the library talking about I know. They're in they're dans la bibliothèque. And there's a I quite like Xander's vampire bat joke.
Oh, I thought that was great. Yeah, I laughed.
Solid. Solid. Yeah. Maybe it's a vampire bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was good. Yeah, because Giles is they're at lunch, aren't they?
They're
at lunch probably. And Giles is like, oh, some boy is attacked by a bat in the bathroom. Should I say any more B words?
Yeah. I love the idea that none of them understand him, but they just kind of nod and go along with it. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, just like, who is this guy who's got loads of vampires in all of their progress, his library? Yeah, exactly.
And then Buffy's like, I'll go and investigate. So she puts on like a neckerchief and goes and has a look. She sees like look is written on the cabinet's lockers.
Yeah.
And she's like, ew. Or maybe I read this wrong. It actually says cool.
But with a K, so extra cool.
So 90s.
Cool and the gang? But where's the gang?
What song do they do?
Celebrate, I think.
That's it. I think I've
Jungle Boogie as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Is it them?
Yeah,
Jungle Boogie.
Yeah. Get down.
I
But yeah, so Buffy's looked at that, and then...
And they see the guy being wheeled out in a stretcher, is that...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, what happened, Brad? Or Doug? Or Chate?
Doug.
Chate. What's an American name? Chate.
Yeah. Chate. Yeah.
Tyler-licious.
And he's like, oh, I've got a bat.
That, yeah. Does he actually say anything?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he just goes...
Oh, my God. They turned him into Helen Keller.
Must have been a bat. But no, there's a point where the kid who got batted says a bat hit me by itself.
A bat was a bat.
There was a bat about.
There was a bat about. Yeah, maybe that happens before they go and have lunch.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's all around the same time.
It's all happening at the same. They're having lunch by his gurney.
And he's like, guys,
we thought he was dead.
So I have a line.
We were having a Victorian luncheon.
Yeah. You used the crotch to keep the tea warm.
And then you put the donuts on it.
Thank goodness for rigor mortis.
Oh, all the icing's come off.
Oh, wait. No, it hasn't.
Oh, dear.
Fucking hell.
Awful, awful.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then...
Cordy and Harmony.
Yeah, are talking by the stairs. And then the invisible girl comes up and goes, how's this for a spring fling?
Flings her down the stairs. Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, because previously she tried to interject and been like rebuffed.
Face palmed.
Yeah. Cordelia was like, go away. So now she sees this opportunity again and pushes Harmony down the stairs.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, we've got this mysterious entity wielding bats and throwing people downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems as if a ghost of a dead nerdy kid is trying to get its revenge on all the cool kids.
Yeah. And then Buffy, because Buffy's like in the vicinity and she sees Harmony fall and then she hears like a laughter coming from nowhere. So she like follows the sound and ends up in the music room, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then she knows that someone's there. She's like, I know you're here.
I just felt the classic Helen Keller poke.
I just going to say as well, I love how the principal like prods her ankle after she's fallen down the stairs and then he goes, don't sue me.
Yeah. I love that too.
It's just, yeah.
I mean, so pointless, to be fair, he's you know, obviously a bit of a prick, but being the principal of that school must be fucking difficult. Your kid's dropping dead left, right, center that you've got to explain.
So anyway, yeah, Buffy does other things after that.
She sure does.
Yeah.
Care to list them specifically? Giles is walking around the library freeballing because he thinks he's by himself. And then he turns and there's a handsome vampire stood next to him.
Yeah, and he's like, oh. Oh, dear. Throw this book away now.
Angelus.
Yes.
Angel anus? Angel in my anus.
Angelus phallus. Phallus Angelus.
I've always wanted to be fucked by a vampire.
Yes, I know you have an enormous pornography collection. Yeah.
And you tell me every time I've seen it.
Angel told me, do vampires ejaculate? He's like, surprisingly, we do.
But it's just that dust that comes out of
it. It looks like dehydrated milk. Do you want some formula, Giles? But yeah, his Giles are like, oh, I'd love a prophecy book. And Angel's like, I can get you one.
Angel's like, yeah, all right, I'll get you one of them, mate. Get
yeah, your Pergamum Codex.
Cheeky Codex.
And Giles' like, oh, that'd be...
Buffy finds a secret ceiling lair.
Yeah, he finds her den.
She does.
Yeah.
A little hideout.
Yeah.
Huge dildo on the... bedside table.
Just stuck, just like suction cups to the like headboard.
To the ceiling.
So, wow. It's a shame she's invisible. I'd like to see that.
I wonder if the dildo disappears as it goes in. Yeah. Yeah, she finds a yearbook there. Because she was drawn there by like the sound of flutey music. And then when she gets there, she finds a flute on the bed. She's like, oh, that explains it. And she finds a yearbook. And she takes that back to the other guys. And she's like, look, guys, yearbook.
Yeah. Oh, and everyone's just written, have a good summer.
Yeah. And then Buffy's like, what's wrong with that? Yeah. Or Giles says that. And then Willow's like, that's what you write when you've got nothing to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the kiss of death.
Yeah. And then they're all like, and then Buffy's like, look, you had like you guys wrote in this. And they were like, what? And it turns out they all had classes with her, but no one ever knew who she was and stuff.
Except Willow wrote, have a great summer.
And yeah. Like, see, yeah. I cared.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking meanwhile, in a classroom with the lady I like, a bag goes over her head.
Oh, yeah. Teacher gets bagged.
Yeah, Cordelia runs in. She's like, oh, my God.
She's been bagged. No, not teabagged. This is a lot less fun.
That's right.
Or more fun, depending on how soon you wake up after.
Did she reach climax as she passed out? We just can't say at this point.
When she slid off her chair, so I just assumed.
And I slipped in the residue.
But on the chalkboard behind her, someone writes, listen.
Yeah.
I thought the CGI for the chalk was pretty good.
Decent, yeah. Given, the time. And yeah, I think they had a tiny budget as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was the first season. They had fuck all.
Yeah. £5 per episode.
Is that the...
This is the wrong currency.
Oh, God.
Is this the first of the messages?
No, the first one was on the lockers.
It was on the lockers. On the lockers, and then we got listen on the blackboard.
Or Netzil.
But it turns out the teacher's not dead.
No.
She takes the bag off her and...
She breathes in.
She just goes... and is, I don't know.
Kisses her.
Revive.
Oh, sorry, I thought I needed to give you the kiss of life.
Yeah, just bends her, like, leans her backwards in a passionate embrace.
Yeah. Just licks her feelings out. Yeah.
Cordelia, I'm awake. Come back! Come back! No, Cordelia, I'm fine. Now come back!
We need to get this bustier off her.
So anyway, Cordelia gets like targeted somehow, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bit about like they find some drawings. Some of the drawings Buffy found in the ceiling lair have like Cordelia depicted with like, I don't know, scratched out eyes or whatever.
Yeah, it's like her with the crown and then.
Oh, yeah, because she's all like, she's going to be the spring fling fleen.
The spleen queen.
The spleen queen.
What happens for Cordelia to run and find Buffy? Is it that thing with the teacher?
I think so, because she just says, oh, I normally come to you when weird stuff like this starts happening. And she's in the library, isn't she?
Well, she says that like you're always around when weird stuff starts happening.
Yeah.
Because she sees the chalk writing on the board. So I think she runs to Buffy and is like, oh, God, this thing happened.
Yeah.
And you're always around when weird stuff happens. So I'm kind of hoping that you were in a gang. And Buffy's like, okay.
Okay. What do you want me to do about it? At some point, there's a flashback of the classroom with the teacher.
Yes.
I think this happened slightly before, and she starts to realize she's disappearing, doesn't she? She looks at her hand.
Oh, yeah. That's what that is. The girl realizes she's disappearing. But there's a bit like something I noticed in that flashback, which is maybe one of the unfunny things that we cut, is that she's looking for answers from the class about something, and a couple of people offer answers. Xander raises his hand and gives an answer, like, it's called the protagonist or something. And then the teacher says, who disagrees with that? And then the next shot of everyone raising their hands, Xander's got his hand up.
Oh, really?
That is a very acute observation.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's like another one where you see her in the bathroom and Cordelia and that lot are talking and she tries to chime in and they just like ignore her and stuff. I thought the actress who played her was really good, you know.
Yeah, she was
just
solid.
Like her face after they would leave and stuff. I could feel everything that I was like, oh God. Yeah, I can't think of why I called the actor run to Buffy, but she does. And Buffy's like, oh, let's go get changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, like something about we need to get you to the Bronze or whatever because of the Spring yes. Fling Queen thing.
Yeah, but then isn't that also happening in the next episode?
Yeah.
No, it's prom. No, it's not prom in the next episode. I feel like American dances have a lot of things every fucking week. Sorry, American high schools have like a lot of things like every
yeah
week.
But surely two episodes that continue on from each other, they're not just gonna have two. It's still called the Spring Fling in episode 12. Sure is.
It's something else. It might be the Spring Fling in episode 12 and not that. It might be like the May, like the May Queen.
Yeah, what the hell, why are there so many fucking queens and dances and stuff?
Anyway, so Cordelia, Buffy's like, oh Cordelia, and she's like, you know what, I'm
she's
human
like,
too,
Buffy.
And Buffy's like, oh, as if you know what it's like to be alone. Because he's like, you think that because I'm so popular and pretty, but I'm perfect, I don't have to be alone. And then Buffy's like, what? And Cordelia's like, you know, like, sometimes I don't even know if people listen to what I say and blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes being surrounded by people, I feel like this. And then Buffy's like, so why do you try so hard? And then Cordelia's like, it's better than being alone all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, a good line.
Yeah, fair
it's a good line.
It is. You could also just try not being a cunt to everyone.
Exactly. But I think that's
It's like it's just what everyone always forgets about people who are like that is that it feels good to be like that. It's like a power hit you get off of it.
Mm.
So the fact she chooses that, it's like I can see why she does because it gives her some control over this life that in a lot of ways she probably feels is out of her control, you know?
I guess. Well, I made my feelings clear on this scene in the last episode.
So now Cordelia goes into the closet and Buffy locks her in and starts saying stuff.
Yeah, they start saying stuff. And somehow the three, Willow, Xander and Giles, have ended up locked in a basement.
Yeah,
why does that happen?
They hear a flute sound. They think someone's playing the flute. Yeah, they know she plays the flute.
Willow picks it up and is like, I wonder where I'll put this at band camp.
Greatest foreshadowing ever.
Yeah. It's real subtle.
It's not. <nice. laughs> And then they find the tape that's playing because it's not actually a flute. She's set a cassette to play the flute.
Yeah, they find the cassette player.
That's right, and they get locked in, and it starts filling with gas.
Yeah.
Nitrous gas. And this bit goes on for a while. It keeps cutting back and forth between them stuck in the basement, going, get out, let's get out.
Yeah, we need to get out of this basement.
Yeah.
And Cordelia and Buffy.
Cordelia and Buffy being tied up and...
Oh, yeah.
An invisible entity, like, coming at them, talking at them and...
Slashy facey.
With a scalpel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a little bit dark, actually, this bit. I felt like, this show is not
afraid to go there.
No. I was like, oh, this is scary.
Yeah. Yeah, this I mean, you know, people like fucking die in this thing all the time, but like I do find it quite surprising that this show was like fucking BBC Two afternoon family viewing slot sometimes. Because, I mean, stuff like, you know, an invisible girl's going to, like, cut up the face of the pretty girl. And, like, the last principal got fucking eaten by students.
So, yeah, she's tied Cordy and Buffy up.
Yeah, but Buffy, it has all Slayer dexterity, so she gets out.
I wouldn't say she does, to be honest. What it takes her a lot longer to get out of this than I would have assumed. I would have thought she would have just, like, hulked out of the ropes and then, you know. But she, like, there's, like, a table of tools...
Surgeon's tools.
And Buffy sort of like it cuts from her like trying to like finger the table and then
Buffy, I'm really in danger here. There's no need for that right now.
No, I saw this in Beauty and the Beast once. So and then she and
you'll
then
be the teapot man. Oh wait, it's a woman. Oh, it's a woman?
Helen! I'm sorry, I just bent down and I got stuck. Ah, oh, you crazy cat. But no, but then it, so it cuts from her like reaching out to it, and then it cuts back to her already having the thing in her hand and cutting her robes. And I was like, there's no way you could have done this. It just irked me. But she did, and she does.
She's the Slayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Vampire Slayer.
She does slay.
She breaks out and then fight ensues. And I did find that we might cut this, but I still find it very funny. So Buffy gets hit and she falls into the chair. She makes a really funny noise when she falls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, is this the sound clip that you were talking about?
Yeah, as like while when Dan got here, I recorded it. I was in, let me see if I can. Did you hear it?
You what? Bloody hell.
I got hit by an invisible girl. Or as Helen Keller calls it, a girl. Anyway, Buffy's like, Cordelia, shut up. And then Cordelia stops screaming. Buffy uses her Slayer, like, sensing powers.
Yeah, yeah. She punches her.
That was a really beautiful shot, I thought, though.
It was great. It was a sort of slow-mo shot, wasn't it?
It was really nice. And then she punches and she falls into a curtain.
Yeah, the FBI dudes that have sort of been lurking around the school for the whole time come and, like, take her away. And then, like, at the end, we see them putting her in a classroom with a load. And I was like...
I thought that was awesome.
I did. Yeah. But I was like, how did she know where to sit?
Oh, I thought the exact same fucking thing. Same. Should have been like a couple of seconds ago. Going, oops, sorry.
God, I'm sorry. Which of these two? I don't know.
It's funny because my initial thought was, this must be so awkward for this actress who's playing the teacher. Because she's like teaching to an invisible, to no one, to a full classroom of like.
What I hated is that you see her flipping through the book, but it's already like lifted up to the page that she lands on.
That's true.
I was like, oh, don't do that.
Just
don't. Just stop it.
Yeah.
And it's like a.
And at the back of the classroom is Helen Keller.
Could someone just open her book for her?
Yeah. Oh, and we forgot that Angel saves Giles and Xander and...
Oh, yeah, they Willow. Don't die, Dan.
They don't die in the basement. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of episode 11. And so we careen gracefully into episode 12?
I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Profecky girl.
Profecky girl.
Yeah.
This is where it starts with Xander... testing his
metal
lines on testing his lines for Buffy and Willow.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of sad. Like,
it's very sad.
Yeah, because she's just sat there so hopefully, like imagining that it's her who's really receiving the lines. And Allison Hannigan's so good at that character that you're just like, oh my God.
And then earthquake.
Yeah, and then Buffy's in a park. She's in a park.
In space.
Yeah, she's like, nobody come in here. She's pacing the rectangle. I'm going to patrol this real good. Boop, boop, fuck off.
It's the Slayer. Oh, wait, what's she? She's shoveling turds into the exhaust pipe.
Is she in a park? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, what, slaying?
She's slaying
no,
in the
she's
park.
Singing that Blur song.
She puts her trousers on, thinks about leaving the ass.
Yeah, she's slaying a vampire. I thought this bit was awesome, by the way.
Is this the bit when Cordelia's making out with her boyfriend in the car?
Yeah, she's like, I hear something outside. Yeah. Nothing outside. He's like, I hear something outside.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just Helen. She got loose again.
Yeah. Do you smell turd?
Because she sure can.
Not even do you smell shit, do you smell turds?
But Buffy slays the vampire with very efficient slaying, I would say.
Yep.
It's like, douche, douche.
Great technique.
Yeah.
And then she goes to see Giles and she's all like, Giles, I just slayed some vampires.
There was an earthquake, which is why we said there was an earthquake. But he ruins the library. Darcy's tea falls off.
I say.
Yes, Buffy next says, like, Giles! And he's like, oh, yeah. Buffy.
That's glad now we've done our formal greetings to each other.
She's like, don't you want to hear how I slew last night? And he's like, what? She's like, oh, can't you just pretend to care? Just say, hmm? And he's like, hmm? She's like, fuck.
Fuck you, Giles. I'm going to punch you later in this episode.
We really need to get that Tourette's of yours sorted, Buffy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I have some vampire pornography in here. Should be able to sort it right out.
As I like to call it, vamporn.
Oh, dear, Buffy. Have you been shoveling turds into exhaust pipes again?
Your hands are all stained like you've been handling henna.
As if Giles knows what henna is at all.
Oh, God. But Buffy's like, what was that earthquake about? And he's like, I don't know, Buffy.
Ah, just tectonic movements.
Yes, we do live in California.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. He's like, just you should go to class more. But yeah, she meets up with Willow and Xander, right?
Yeah, she and does. Then Xander's like, oh, Willow, don't you have a thing to go and do?
She's like, oh, yeah, the thing.
In that real 90s sort of way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the thing is a thing that I must go and do now.
Yeah.
And then leaves them together. And to be fair, I also, and the whole thing with Xander asking Buffy out, I think it, until the end when he becomes a bit of a little bitch about the whole thing, I think he does a pretty good job of asking her out.
I thought the whole scene was very good.
Yeah.
I thought both of them acted really well.
Yeah, I think both of them actors did. I think the character did a good job of asking her out, which you sort of expect him to blunder it.
Yeah,
I don't think that he doesn't. Right. And it's nice that he doesn't.
Because after the initial, like, ugh, he just gets straight to the point. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
There was an opportunity for them to sort of make it more comical than they did. And they didn't take the cheap route.
Him blunder it as he's kind of blundered all of those encounters that he's had and as he sort of tends to blunder the practice when he's been doing it with Willow. But yeah, no, I think he did all right.
Bullshit. Yeah.
But then, yeah, then he, yeah.
It's like, Buffy, I want to put my steak in your kidney pot.
They're ovaries, Xander.
Oh, God. He's like, look, you either feel it or you don't. And she's like, I don't.
Ovary pie. That doesn't sound good.
I don't feel that at all.
So he fucks off to a classroom. And Willow's like, hey, how'd it go? He's like, she said no. She's like, oh, sorry, dude.
Ah, oh, dude, no. Yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
But at least now you know.
Yeah. And then he says to Willow, oh, we should go together. You know, we can go together. Aww. And she, quite rightly, is like, no, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Another nice character moment there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Xander's like, I'm going to go home and listen to country music. The music of pain.
Which is a great line. And then later on, someone calls him and he's on his bed sprawled out listening to country.
Yeah, someone calls him to warn him about something and he just picks the phone up and puts it down again and then takes it off the hook again.
Yeah.
Like, God, like all those moves you actually do in the 90s.
Now you just throw the phone out the window.
But yeah, meanwhile, Cordelia has stopped Willow and said, Willow, can you do me a favor? And Willow's like, what?
No.
Yeah, no. And Cordelia's like, look, for the spring fling, I need someone who knows about stuff to come and hook up the sound system because the Browns won't let us use theirs. Can you do that tomorrow at like 10 a.m.? And Willow's like, yeah, sure. So 10 a.m. the next day, Willow goes to help Cordelia retrieve the sound stuff from like the AV club, I guess, where that is stored, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. Although it's hard to tell because it's just two guys sat on a sofa from the outside.
Yeah.
Looking at a telly.
But I guess there's like a cupboard in there that has all the shit in it that they would need. And Cordelia's like, I can't believe that he totally flaked on bringing me the stuff last night that we needed for today. Blah, 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 blah. Then they open the door. No, then they look in and there's a cartoon playing. And she's like, oh, they're watching cartoons. Blah, blah. And then Willow opens the door, or Cordelia does, and the body falls out. But the scene from Inside was like quite harrowing, I thought.
Yeah.
It's just like another one.
For sure.
Those rare times when you sort of realize how terrifying vampires are for a normal person who doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
Like the actual danger that they, like, you know.
And there's a bit, either in this scene or later, soon after, where Willow's like, they're people who I knew and yeah. like they really meant something to me.
So anyway, Buffy's at home trying on her So while this has been going on, Buffy went back in, to drop by the library to, you know, see Gilles, and she sees him talking to Angel about the prophecy that is read in the Codex.
That's right. It says, like,
something, tomorrow the master will rise and Buffy will die.
And then it cuts to her.
Yeah, she's like,
stuff.
Yeah, she's sort of laughing.
And then Giles is like, fucking hell.
Oh, Buffy, calm Jesus down. Christ.
Fucking calm down. But yeah, she's like, were you even going to tell me? He's like, oh, I hoped I wouldn't have to.
Like, I thought this scene was great.
Yeah, she was really good.
I thought she absolutely fucking smashed it.
Giles, I'm 16 years old. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, sorry.
Tea. My best mug was broken in the earthquake earlier.
You just have to drink it out of my mouth.
But yeah, she's like, fine, like, I quit, I resign, I'm not doing this anymore. And then he's like, well, it's not quite that simple. But yeah, she goes to Willow, she goes home, puts on a spring fling dress or prom dress. Then her mom comes up and she's like, Buffy, the news, Willow. Oh, that's a weird way to phrase that, but okay.
Yeah, I thought that was like, that, like, Willow was on the news.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
it's like, we haven't got much screen time left. Let's condense some lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Just pick the key words out of each line.
Whole fucking monologue. Oh my God, and Joyce is like watching it at home, like, oh my God, my big bit is coming up. Yeah. The news, Willow. What?
In fact, make her do the adverts as well. That saves some time. New Cheerios.
But yeah, Buffy goes and sees Willow. Then they have this really point, right? So this is a really good bit, but I'm never quite sure what Willow means. Because she says, like, you know, like, I went to that club every day. It was our world, but they made it theirs, and they were happy or something. But the way she says it, I'm like, okay, are you saying that, like, the vampires made your world their world and did it with glee? Or are you saying that the AV club was, because the way she says it, I don't know what she meant.
Yeah, it was slightly weird. I know what you mean. I took it to mean that the vampires made their world.
That's what I thought, but ending line of, and they were happy.
And they, yeah, and they had fun.
That's it. And I was like, so that's what I've always thought that meant. Watching it again this time, and I've always been a bit like iffy, but this time I was like, oh, but did she mean the other thing I just said? And I still don't know what she meant by that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like her intonation with it all was a bit maybe misleading.
A lot of key lines cut out of this whole section.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't really sort of, I mean, it's, what does it even amount to?
Changes Buffy's mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because Willow's like, what if this happens again or something like that? And Buffy's
that's it. It affecting Willow so deeply changes her mind and she goes back,
So she goes back to the library and Giles like, I'm going to face myself.
Yeah. Oh, sexy IT lady's back.
Jenny
Calendar.
Calendar.
Yeah.
Calendar.
I show you, Miss Calendar. Yeah.
She's given all these, she's given a really nice little 90s monologue with as much internet jargon as they can throw into the speech. She's like, I got these emails that I downloaded and with my router.
Yeah. My modem.
Yeah, exactly. And the shit that she's talking about is really like, she's like, it's the end of days. There's a child whose eyes, when he was born,
cat that gave birth to a litter of snakes.
Yeah.
A fucking dog that fell down a drain pipe, and my mom got lost in a balloon, and then
Helen Keller.
Yeah. And Helen Keller licked me out because she thought I was a chocolate log. And oh, God. And then the babe was born with his eyes facing inwards. And I was like, ew.
Yeah.
And he's like, couldn't you be a bit more mature about this? She's like, I'm only 16.
I swear, you look 35.
But then so do all the 16-year-olds here.
The 90s is a weird time.
Yeah, Giles is like, I'm going to face the master and you won't. And Buffy like knocks him out.
Yeah, and Buffy's already in a pretty dress.
Yeah, which I thought she should have got changed before she went to Willow's.
What, so we can have a changing montage?
I don't care what my teacher's saying. It just seemed weird, like her mom comes in and says, the news, Willow, and Buffy just puts on like a jacket over a fucking wedding dress.
Yeah.
And then goes to the library and then picks up a crossbow and goes slaying with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to get caught on something.
Plus, she's got so many more weapons that she could take, as we've seen in the episode previously. She's got the mace and all that other shit. She just needs the one weapon.
Which only has like 3 bolts. It's like, you ain't giving yourself a lot of like options here. But yeah, like Giles, she overheard Giles talking about the anointed one, like must be like in another book, it says it's going to be a child. So if the one Buffy killed and never get a boy on the first day is not the one, then she's going to look out for a little child and blah, blah, blah. So Buffy walks out of the school and sees the child straight away. He's like, help me.
Yeah, she's like, it's okay, I know who you are.
He said, good, so we can kiss.
Show me that ovary pie.
I've got my steak right here.
My, that's a deep voice for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Oh, God, but yeah, he takes her and leads her into the sewer.
As you do.
Your dress is all brown. So, yeah, she ends up in the master's lair.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's like, I knew you'd come. Spooky, spooky, spooky. So then Buffy fires a bolt and he fucking catches it.
Yeah, and he's like, you're not going to kill me with this, young slayer.
Yeah. She's like, fuck, I didn't bring anything out.
Because you wish you'd have told me that through these dreams I've been having, maybe, or I don't know.
And then she tries to run away and he does like the vampire. A vampire push. No, he does like the vampire like to like draw her back.
Yeah. So the listeners only heard sound effects there.
I thought the sound effects got across exactly what I meant.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, that's clearly the sound of a vampire lasso.
Yeah. And he puts his hand around her neck and then he's like, ah, something, something, something. The great irony is if you hadn't come, I couldn't have gone. Think about that. And he takes one little like sip from her neck and then throws her into the pond.
Yeah, face down in the water.
Yeah.
Classic master.
Thing is though, like, if that was real, she would have just been like, ah, and that would have been it. Unless like he could like suck like 7 gallons in like a minute. Less than that. He had a mouth on her neck for like a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, the power. And I was like, you barely drank anything. That was a shot glass at most.
Maybe it was, again, a lack of screen time. You know?
It's like a minute of footage.
Yeah, they just cut him in. Or maybe there was meant to be an ad break there and it just continues straight from that scene into like, I don't know, like a Nesquik advert, but he's sticking a straw in her neck or something.
Oh, good.
No, I know what you mean, though. It's like...
Turns the milk all chocolatey. So, while Buffy's all down getting her neck sucked in the bland, poorly shot lair, Willow and sexy IT lady have decided to head out to the Bronze.
Yeah, why?
Because, where did the Master launch his attack last time he sent servants up to the surface? Yeah. And the prom's happening tonight and people will be at the Bronze. And so they go out and they see a load of like full zombie apocalypse style.
That was scary.
Yeah. Vampires.
That was weird actually. Cause I think if they felt more like zombies the way they were portraying it.
They're moving super slow.
Yeah. And not like the ones.
Not like vampires at all. Just, yeah.
It was Yeah.
And then Cordelia shows up in her car and she's like, get in.
Oh, that bit's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what she said though. She was like something, I was like parked with so-and-so and then I just saw these things coming at me and I was like, so what happened to the other guy?
He done fucked off.
Cordelia arrives in a Robin, three-wheel Robin Reliant.
Get in, Rodney.
Get in, you pronkers.
Oh, God. And she drives into the library through the doors and shit.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, and they get out of the car into the library, like, just in time. And that'd be... I got, like, quite tense. Like, ah!
Okay, here's something I just thought of. They're all struggling in the library. Yeah. Giles keeps the weapons in the library cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't they get the weapons?
This is a bit of a problem.
Well, I guess because they'd have to... They could, but then they'd have to let them in to use them. Because Buffy took the crossbow.
I guess. Well, yeah, but I mean,
but he does get the axe out, because that's how he starts attacking the Hellmouth when it comes out.
Whip his axe out.
Yeah. His axe out. Anyway, meanwhile, Xander's gone to Angel's place. I don't know how he knows where it is, because even Buffy hasn't been there. But he's like, Angel...
That's a really good point.
And he's like, Angel, blah, blah, blah. Buffy's going to do this thing. Come with me.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's all the explanation I need.
And they go and they find her. And then Angel's like, oh, she's dead.
And then he unzips.
Finally, she won't get pregnant.
Oh.
At the very least, she won't say no.
Helen!
ovary pie.
Oh, God, and Xander's like, do CPR. And Angel's like, I have no breath. Xander's like, fine, I'll do it. So he kisses Buffy and pumps her chest.
Yeah. And they don't cheese it up. He does a good job.
Yeah.
It's like,
and she comes back to life.
Yeah.
Xander's like, wait, you are still weak. And Buffy's like, no, I feel strong. I hated Buffy in this kind of between now and getting on top of the roof. Yeah. She was so, like, overly smarmy.
Like, oh, you mean when, so between now and like they do the little montage with the intro music.
Yeah,
and
so
she's
from
like,
that line of her saying, no, I feel strong. That line, I hated her delivery of that. When her delivery every
also,
line.
I was like, why did she feel strong?
Yeah, exactly. There's no fucking reason.
I was thinking like, has she been made like part vampire or something?
No, it's nothing. It's nothing like that.
But like,
there's nothing that she got from dying.
No.
But yeah, then it's like the Hellmouth has erupted from the library and that's why all the vampires are there. And then things attack them and a vampire bites Cordelia's arm and she's like, somebody help me! And then that segues into... Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Get the cat out of here. And Buffy and the team, and Buffy and Angel and Xander walk in. And then she sees a vampire and she's like, oh, look, a bad guy. And I was like, fuck off. Like, it irked me so much. I could have just turned it off then.
I thought this was one of the moments where you really loved the show. I was watching this going... I think this is why Gifton likes this show.
Look, there's music, a flowy dress. He loves that shit.
I did quite like the moment where you see Buffy, Xander and Angel walking and the theme song kicks in.
Yeah, she's in a dress.
I was kind of like, fuck yeah.
I see why, but just her acting ruined it. Is like, she's got like a shitty eating grin kind of on her face. Then when she says the bad guy thing, she like lets like her mouth like hang open. And like it was all too like Valley Girl, like kind of thing. And I was just like, no, I don't like this.
Oh, she's reverting to her Valley Girl state. Someone quickly get the morphine. They're like doping her up on set.
Quick, her mouth is going all slack. So yeah, they get into the building and then they're like, how do you know where the master is? And she's like, I just know. And then she goes upstairs and she's like, either one way or another, this is going to end now. And she goes up and says bullshit to the master.
Yeah, and it's quite
yeah, bullshit.
Fucking bollocks, mate.
Yeah. And then they fight, and then she wins.
It's
right?
A very short fight, isn't it? It's
yeah, like, she's like, he's like, but you're dead. And she's like, but I'm still pretty. Yeah, I can see for you. And it's like, oh god.
Yeah, that was. I didn't like that.
Yeah. And then he does more like master magic on her, and then they fight, and then she's like, you have fruit punch mouth. And he's like, what? She punches him, and I'm like,
And he falls through the skylight of the library and impales himself on a fucking...
I think she's got another cheesy line just before she throws him, doesn't she? She says something like...
Oh, is it not the fruit punch
mouth? Remember I said when
thing?
You... What,
oh,
go
yeah,
to hell?
No, yeah, what, that's like, it. He's like, my thing will release hell on earth. And she's like, well, you like hell so much? Go there.
She's from Cornwall. All the time.
Go, like hell go so there. Much? Go there.
Go there. And Cornish Buffy.
She flips him over and he falls through the skylight and onto the metal, onto the wooden pike thing, which misses his heart completely, but still kills him, and his skin evaporates.
That's because I guess the master just sort of operates differently to other vampires.
I just imagine it's because he was like super old.
Yeah.
And he's like magic.
Super old and magic. That usually makes people harder to kill, though.
It was hard to kill him.
Well,
it took a fucking broken bit of cupboard.
And her dying.
And her dying, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so then they all go into the library.
The spooky library monster recedes back into its lair.
So this is the Hellmouth, right? But in the last season, the Hellmouth isn't that at all. And I've always been
thought the Hellmouth is like a portal.
That's what it is in the... So in the last season, the Hellmouth is like a seal with like a goat's head on it, like a metal seal. And in that is like a cavern, a massive cavern.
A seal with a goat's head on it. I just saw Dan Snigger out of the corner of my eye. So I say, what a hellmouth you are.
Slapping its flip fins together.
Yeah, going, meh.
You were married to Heidi Klum, weren't you? Oh god. So I don't get, because this Hellmouth appears again in season 3 and then it's totally different in season
3. Is it not like a big demon from the Hellmouth?
Well, they never say that. They just say it's the Hellmouth. But even if this demon came out of the Hellmouth, it couldn't in terms of how they're representing it in the last season. It doesn't There's no way it kind of fits together, because you have to do really specific things to open the Hellmouth. There's no continuity at all, and that really fucked me off. So they're in the library, and they're all like, things and stuff, and Buffy starts crying.
Yeah, and then they decide to go to the dance.
Yeah. And Angel's like, I like your dress, and she's like, thanks. This seems to be a winner with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the fucking episode ends.
Pretty much. As that is the season.
Yeah, season one of Buffy done.
I think it finishes on a shot of the master, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Skeleton.
His doctor's office skeleton just hanging
on
that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us on this fucking epic voyage through fucking and sucking.
And mucking.
Ew, Helen. Anyway, fucking hell, where can they find us, Tom?
They can bloody find us. On Instagram, for sure, at the very least that much, at Poorly Read Pod.
Yes, or you can find us on our special Patreon at patreon.com/poorlyread, where we have our Patreon-only series, Poorly Read the Movies, $3.99 a month, 2 episodes every month. Fucking blow your socks off.
Yep, terms and conditions apply.
Yes, terms and conditions apply.
We also got some fucking bitch available.
Hey, what's that, fellas? You got some merch?
Some fucking merch.
Got some fucking merch, have you?
Merch on the fucking internet, mate, now.
That's at poorlyread.redbubble.com. And there's a couple of other bits that we say at the end of here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app if you fancy it. That'd be bloody lovely of you if you could do that.
Anyway, without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
I've been Dan.
And Buffy's been Guffy.
Light a match, Buffy.